been back-to-back weeks now. Brad's had a bit of a costly punt for the team. What sort of things you say to him to get back on track, to get back to his...
Well, you look at the fundamentals, and we review that, and then, you know, he's got to trust it. He's got to trust what he does, and he goes out there and perform. You know, so that's kind of where we're at. And then you got to practice well. Then you got to go out and compete, and you got to have thick skin. So he's mentally tough. He's got thick skin, and so now he's got to step up and perform.
Brad has a long resume to fall back on.
Yeah, I mean, last year we had punts in the fourth quarter against the Rams. He put one 45 yards out of bounds against Detroit, Dallas. I mean, see, he's done it before, so it's a point of just getting him back on the horse and get him some confidence going.
Aldrich, though, doesn't. How do you make sure that he keeps that confidence?
Kickers are going to miss him. They got to be able to bounce back. And so that's really, you know, the difference between, you know, guys in the NFL and the guys that aren't in the NFL is you can't let one kick, you know, pull you down. You got to step back up, stay true to your form, and nail the next one.
How much does that help for Brad to have a guy who's been here before, like Jeff Fiegel's constantly around, helping him out, giving him advice and whatnot? How much does that help?
I mean, I don't think Jeff's around that much with him. He's more doing media stuff like you guys. So
He brought it up. Brad brought
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I mean... It's nice to have someone in the building that understands what you're going through, which Jeff does. So that's where the big help comes.
Is this a big week for Aldrich in that sense? It's the first time you're going to see him have a chance to bounce back?
I don't think necessarily. I mean, it's, you know, he missed one kick. And his kickoffs were excellent. You know, he did everything we wanted there, the kicks he made. So, you know, every kick's a big kick in this league because every game's so close. They come down to the fourth quarter, and that's what we've been stressing. You got to kick, punt late, and you got to perform.
How do you think he's responded to this mentally this week in practice?
Who's that?
Alter.
Oh, he's been good. Good.
When a team's 0-4, I mean, is there more pressure on the special teams to make something happen?
I think there's pressure on everybody. I mean, to make something. No, but that's what you got to watch about. You know, you got to just do your job and not try and do too much. Cause that's when you get into problems. You know, so. Just focus in, do what we do, do what we can handle. You know, it's been hard to get kickoff returns going because I think 76% of the touchbacks. So you can't make an impact there with Dwayne. 60% of the punts have been fair caught, so it's hard to make an impact there. So you hope as the weather starts to change and you can get some returnable balls that you do get a momentum change in play. We've not been very good with that. You know, we missed a couple last week with the punt down inside the five. That had been a great way to kind of kickstart. Get some momentum for everyone, you know, gives the defense momentum, gives the team momentum, gives the punter momentum. So we got to make sure that when we're in a position to make the plays that we're supposed to make, that we do.